Did you hit the record button?
Record button, all tracks enabled.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. A little better than usual, I think.
And that, you mean physically you're doing better?
Yeah, in the lower extremity.
What?
You like that? You like that?
In the lower extremity?
I've got multiple personality in the lower extremity.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
Like, when we say lower extremity... Mm-hmm. People just think of your crotch area, don't
Yeah,
they?
Of course they do. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
No, of course it's not what I meant.
But is there...
I meant my back, but...
Yeah.
Your lower extremities usually means your legs and...
Yeah, that's
you know, everything from the waist down, I guess.
Right.
From the waist down to the thighs. That's the mid-extremity. Actually, that's not the mid-extremity. I think your torso is the mid-extremity, I guess, which would be from the... your lower extremity to your... thorax.
This is your anatomy class here on iTunes U.
Hit the back button. Rewind the Jabbercast. Open mind sold separately.
So you're doing the
nasty.
Tell the fine folks what you think you attribute your feeling betterness to.
I think and feel that I attribute my better feeling lower back to an inversion table. Not to be confused with a diversion table. I can make you invisible.
Diversion table. That's usually a bar.
Yeah. An inversion table in which you strap yourself in to some degree, usually your feet, and you hang upside down. And it stretches your thorax.
You just love saying the word thorax, don't you?
Yeah. Aren't those the things from the Dr. Seuss show, the thorax?
Yes, they are. And you
love
think
that,
that
same I am?
It's just pressure on your...
The pressure! Oh, that's the crusher. Right.
On your discs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
And there's some nerves that are wrapped around in there, too, that you're taking pressure off, too.
Mine are probably wrapped around everything down there. But yes, you're taking pressure off your nerves and your spine, your neck... Everything really. It's supposed to be great for people with sciatica, like myself. Lower back problems, any back problems. It just stretches you out and relieves pressure. It's odd being upside down. Some people don't like the feeling. You'll get a inversion table and you can't use it because you can't be upside down.
Oh, really?
That is, yeah. Would so they say like- to build up to it. Using it just for, you know, a couple few minutes, a few times a day at slight angles only.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to level for a minute before you actually go back and let the blood come back into your lower extremities, including your thorax.
Well,
isn't a thorax that thing that Thor carried?
It's his thorax.
He had two of them.
Thor didn't have an axe. He had a hammer, didn't
That's
he?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so you're doing good. I'm glad to hear that. You seem to be in, you know, it seemed like you were not just dealing with the pain, but you were really embracing the pain, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. When you have to live with it and have no choice, then you have to embrace it.
That, it's crazy.
You have to like it.
You got to do something. I don't know how you put up with that. Crap!
It's not easy, man. I tell you, I would like to be on some heavy narcotics, but I don't, so...
It's funny you say that because you know that the heavy narcotics will fix you up and all.
Yes, they will. But well, they won't fix you up. They'll mask the pain for sure.
Right.
They'll put you to sleep. They'll get rid of the pain and they'll turn you into a zombie. Not that I wouldn't mind being a zombie, but I like to crap.
You don't go to the bathroom when you're on narcotics?
No. Maybe when you get full-blown used to those things, you could, but no. They plug you up. Yeah, they do.
I didn't realize
codeine and heavy narcotics and that stuff. Yeah, it'll plug you up. You'll want to take stool softeners with that. Can I interest you in some?
No, but how's your chair today? Is it soft enough? Speaking of stool softeners?
Yeah, it is nice. He gave me the nice chair today, and he's got the wooden chair. How's your bottom?
I feel great.
How's your thorax? How's your whole family?
Leo Laporte, who podcasts all day, every day.
Will be on the show later today.
Sits on a ball.
Oh, right. That's right. Is it one of those ones you have the handle in the front and you bounce around? Boink, boink, boink. Remember those? Hopper or something? You used to be able to buy those?
And yeah.
You
know,
kids could hop around. Hop along something. Mm. Hop a hoop. Hop along Cassidy.
Hop a hoop. I had one of those the other day.
Hop a hoop. What it, you did? What was it? A hop a hoop. That got something, some kind of sexual thing?
Not sexual at all.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay. Then I don't want it.
It's part of the lower extremities.
Whoa, thorax. Welcome to your thorax. Anything going on around here? You got some new clubs, I heard, at the beginning of the show.
There's a big, one of the biggest golf shows around is the Michigan Golf Show.
And moving on. No.
I know you're a huge golf fan.
I don't know, golf bores me, man. Yeah. I don't know when.
How can it be exciting? It's just a little ball you hit.
Yeah, I don't know. How, what, if you could sum in one sentence up what golf is and what makes it exciting or something that is... something that you want to do for some reason, like, you know what I mean? What is it?
It's a specific skill set that you develop that once you get good at it and you hit that little white ball, like 200 plus yards, that's a long way. Like you hit it and it's just like, whew. Once you get that good shot once and you feel it like, wow, that was great. There's that. And then there's the camaraderie that you get from golfing.
Right, sure. Social aspect.
And then there's the nature part of it. I love being outside and fresh air. Nice, yeah. And it's, you know,
why don't you go hunting?
I did hunt when I was younger. It's just once you
get that kill, that shot, you know, you can bring that back to civilization with you and do some sniping.
There was two things I didn't like about the hunting. It was the hunting I did a lot in the wintertime, rabbits and pheasants.
Right.
And... So there was the weather aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
and the cleaning aspect of it.
Right.
You got to gut animals, which doesn't really, it doesn't bother me. It was just a messy kind of thing. That's why I didn't like fishing either.
Yeah.
Fishing is, if you're not catching anything, it's boring. You just end up drinking on the lake.
I bit the head off a fish once, a fair sized fish, mm-hmm. but it would fit in my mouth, at a neighbor's house. When he and my dad were cleaning them, and they bet me $5, and they never paid me.
Bit
the head off. So, needless to say, I don't bite the heads off fish anymore. Do you want to head over to the newsroom?
All right, let me get up here, off this uncomfortable chair.
I'm going to stay in mine and roll over.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom in the Jabbercast studio, not to be confused with Easy Mac Podcast studio.
That's right. Don't confuse it. Oh, you're going to lose it. And if you won't be able to choose it further on down the line because things ain't going to be so fine. You're going to be sitting there on your little machine trying to look and keep it clean.
Blame okay, magic dick. The Hurt Locker, nominated for Academy Award along with Avatar and both directed by the Camerons. James Cameron and his wife.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, one is by Catherine Bigelow, who is James Cameron's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Which is Hurt Locker. Yeah, she directed Hurt Locker, and James Cameron directed Avatar.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I just read a story.
They actually get along quite well, but
I just read a story about the
there's a showdown going on.
Yeah,
Do you have that gun handy?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just read something last night about the dude. I thought who directed the Hurt Locker.
He's not
allowed to go to the Academy Awards. He's not allowed to go into the ceremony because he. Wrote one of his buddies who's a member of the Academy who gets to vote. He emailed somebody and you're not allowed to do that and put down Avatar I don't want you to. Oh, I don't want you to be. His name was.
Maybe it's the writer.
It could be the writer.
The writer was a first-time screenwriter. You know that, don't you?
And he stole the story.
Oh, he did steal it?
He stole
it. The Hurt Locker?
Jeffrey Feiger is representing the guy.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
There is no story to Hurt Locker. Is there?
Well,
did you watch Hit Locker?
No, I did not watch it yet.
Or Hurt Locker. I keep saying Hit Locker. I watched half of it last night. And I just found it to be, you know, like some kind of war movie with no real story. At least of yet. I watched half of it. It's like 2 hours long.
The guy who the story is based on, I'm sorry, he didn't steal it. He just took the guy's life, basically. And he didn't ask the guy, didn't tell him or anything.
Okay, he didn't steal a story from somebody, but it's based on somebody, like a true story?
True story.
Okay.
He uses the guy's handle that he uses when he was like in the battlefield. You know, you have your handle that you use.
Right, yeah.
He used his handle, used all his mannerisms, the main character or whatever. Guy got jagged.
Do you know which guy is it? Sanborn or whatever? The black guy or...
No, he seems white like guy.
Okay, white then it's about the bomb diffuser guy probably or something.
Wow,
there's a lot going on there, and that is a first time screenwriter stole a story. That I lose all faith in that. Then it was like the biggest thing about him being a first time screenwriter, but then I lose faith in somebody like that because they stole a story actually, and it's not really creative.
Well,
you know, that's a really unfortunate thing. And I just read a big thing about him, and I thought, wow, that's really cool. You know, him saying, and whoever wrote the story that I was reading, like, you know, if you don't believe that things, these, you know, dreams can come true being a first-time screenwriter, you know what I mean? Which it did for him, but that's not creative and that's unfortunate, I think, and I have no regard for it.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, I guess. Is anything true on the Jabbercast?
Anything true on the Jabbercast? These is just the facts, ma'am.
Nothing but the facts.
That's right.
Scientists misread data on global warming controversy.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
So there's some ongoing litigation, I guess, with some emails that were found, I guess, up their critics. And also they've apparently have found that there's no real global warming at all, I guess. So... who's to really say? I mean, I'm sure there is to some degree, but whatever it is, I think is mostly natural. I don't know that we're affecting things that much. You know what I mean?
Right.
And besides that, how can we be affecting the polar ice caps when we live way down here in the city? You like that? Anal analogy?
Well, everything that we expel goes into the atmosphere.
We're all anal.
What? I'm not. Well, at least I don't feel anal. I don't feel tardy.
Van Halen. You like that?
Yeah, the whole thing is, in my opinion, it's a big setup to set up a cap and trade market for people to get rich. That's all it is.
Yeah, everything's a scam.
It's all a setup. So you get to burn carbon because you get so many credits. Every company's going to get credits for...
Yeah, we've talked about that before, too.
Yeah, and it's all just a setup for... companies like Goldman Sachs to make more money.
The man with the golden sack. Would you say?
Goldman.
Speaking of scams, major airports are getting scanners, actually. Body scanners headed to 11 major airports are going to be now carrying full body scanners that will scan for... firearms and there's a cat outside. You should put the bird out there. Fly away. If you love them, let them go.
There's birds out there, buddy, and I'm sure our bigger cat gets a bird every day.
Oh yeah, yeah. I get a bird once in a while from people I cut off in my car.
He flipped them the bird.
What was I saying? A body scanner is headed to 11 major airports, and they will scan underneath the clothes for firearms and explosives, bomb materials, and so forth. I wonder how well that'll work, and hopefully it does work out well.
I hope they're taking
people off the job. These machines and this equipment technology better work well. You're going to rely on that?
The body scanner?
Until the first plane blows up. Get a bomb on your sound machine. Love machine.
I don't know what to say about that, but I'm... When I go fly, I don't want to be x-rayed.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's radiation.
That's right. And they're not going to make you put a pad on your thorax.
Exactly.
Your lower extremities.
So what's up with that? Like, and
don't know.
There's people out there who refuse to do it, or they want to see radiation.
The
FCC or the FDA or whoever, you know, that passes radar X-ray machines in doctor's office. You know, they got
to. Will you be able to say no? No, I don't want to be X-rayed.
Yeah, then you got to get a pat down.
Well, that's okay. That feels good.
You'll
feel a lot better than those X-rays.
But then you seem like the doofus. I'm not going, because they can't tell you how much radiation comes out of there. They don't know if it's actually safe for human consumption. But we're just going to throw them in there because some guy had some explosives in his underwear, and that guy was a plant. Besides,
maybe you should just have you take your panties off when you go through. You got to take everything else off. Why not take your underwear off?
Like, just strip.
Yeah. Toss them over to somebody for a little bit of...
What?
Well, they can check out your underwear. A little bit of searching the actual garment.
I'd be more into that. Just make me strip and go in through a little corridor and some guy sees I have nothing on me.
Sure.
Just maybe check my cheeks open a little. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Probe, whatever.
I'm not into that. I don't think the probe.
As long as there's no X-ray, no, what do you call that? What are those rays?
Gamma.
Did you say? Yeah, but what did you call the actual thing that could affect you?
The thing?
You didn't say gamma rays. They were, what was it?
Oh, radiation.
Radiation, right. Radiation. That's what it is. And there you go. Anything else going on in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I cannot find the server number to hook up to my files program. It won't give it to me.
Oh, boy.
It's a very frustrating thing. It usually just pops up as soon as you start it. But anyway.
For what? To get your show notes or something?
I want to put the song on this and then shoot it into there.
Okay. Why don't you send it over to me? I'll take care of it.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah. Can you put it on my desktop if you can?
All right. Is there something else going on? Yeah, of course, there's more stuff going on.
You got any news for us before we roll along? I'll tell you what. We'll give you a couple seconds.
All right. You know that
the this is Jeff from the Jeff and Lana Show.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't realize you were going to do that.
Go ahead. You know who that is?
Go ahead. Yeah, I know. He's like a...
It's Horshack.
Oh, no. I wasn't even thinking of something like that. No.
Oh, from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
What I was going to say, did you know that the country of Greeks is...
I didn't even know the country Greek.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on there. They're like broke. The whole country's broke. So the country wants to
cut. Carpet bomb.
What's that?
Carpet bomb, like there were other countries over there.
Oh, carpet bomb
them. Yeah. Just end all the suffering.
So they want to cut the wages of public sector employees by 8%. And so there's just huge protests in the streets, and it's a bunch of stuff is going down in Greece. It's not... The problem is tourism took a big tanking once the economy went in the toilet. So it's a bummer that they're going through that kind of thing. And I could go into a lot of theories about that, which maybe we should add that to a show.
Add
that as a show topic.
What's the show topic?
European Union.
Hmm.
And the United States of Europe and the whole...
The United States of Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Maybe that's what we can call it. And the last thing I want to mention was Steve Jobs says there's the iPad won't tether with the iPhone. Well, no kidding. It should come as no small surprise for those still waiting for some kind of tethering option for their iPhones. But Apple's iPad, scheduled to launch April 3rd, which we just found out that April 3rd is the day that it's coming out.
Yeah, I had that as some news as well, but during Tech Talk. So
probably won't support tethering either. That's according to Steve Jobs himself, who made the brief, if not curt, announcement. I love that word, Kurt. My dad used it last week. I'm like, Kurt, is that a word?
Yeah.
I goes, it's in someone's
Kurt
name.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, exactly.
Captain Kurt.
Announcement in response to emailed question from a Swedish record producer, Jesper Söderlund. But the iPad's coming to Canada the end of April.
Nice. Of course, we get it later.
Yeah, we're going to get it a little later. But that's right on Apple's website, homepage, Apple.
Why so long after? We can go to the U.S. in supplies. 5 minutes. Why not send it here in 5 minutes?
Supplies.
April 3rd in 5 minutes.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Jeff and Lana Show. Lana and I are independent distributors of Shaga International. Check this out. Tired of flus and colds? Try Shaga. Touted for centuries throughout Asia as the king of herbs, a gift from God, and the mushroom of immortality, Shaga is now available in its purest and rarest form for the first time in a powerful extract manufactured exclusively for Shaga International. Our wild-crafted Siberian Shaga extract raises the bar in the arena of life-enhancing herbal supplements. Historically revered, previously only available to the few, Shaga International has embarked on a global mission to share the superior Shaga extract with everyone. Visit our website, myshaga.com/oppen. That's myshaga, myshaga.com/oppen, O-P-P-E-N. myshaga.com/oppen. Pick up a bottle today. As well, you can join us in our mission by using the opportunity menu. That's myshaga.com/oppen. That's right. Visit our Shaga website today, www.myshaga.com/oppen.
Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all at the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Rollin' on Detroit is a unique and inspirational reality TV show that transforms displaced Michigan workers into film and television crews. While engineers become cameramen, line workers become gaffers, and salespeople become editors, viewers witness Motown's transformation to Movie Town. Get ready for Rollin' On, the reality TV show, and Rod Pod, the Rollin' On Detroit video podcast, coming soon to the iTunes Store. For more information and to get involved, visit www.rollinondetroit.com.
If you are in need of professional animation, look no further. ShaunToon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. ShaunToon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, ShaunToon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. ShaunToon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Our topic this week, schizophrenia, not to be confused with personality disorder. Often schizophrenia and multiple personality disorder are confused, and some people believe they are the same. In reality, they are two distinctly different disorders. Schizophrenia is a brain disorder that some people are born with. It may be inherited, but symptoms don't usually develop for many years. When a person has schizophrenia, he experiences hallucinations and delusions, seeing things that aren't there and believing things that are clearly not true. For example, he may see demons sitting next to him at dinner or believe he is the son of God. A person with this condition also suffers from disordered thinking, decreased attention span, and problems with focusing. Typically, those with this disorder withdraw socially. It's also common for those with this condition to appear expressionless and lose their ability to initiate and carry out plans. Often a person with schizophrenia will believe the voices that he hears are working to control him or harm him. He is likely to be very fearful. He may sit for hours without moving or talking, and he may not make sense when he does speak. However, some people with this disorder exhibit what seems like normal behavior until they start talking and others learn what they are thinking. This disorder is also marked by clumsy, uncoordinated movement and an inability to care for oneself or work a job.
And what, you use the, it's always he. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's not very politically correct for the he-she thing, but...
Oh, there's another piece of news there. Do you remember that? They wanted to change the words of O Canada. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Stupid. But, yeah, it's schizophrenia. A lot of women get it. And you mentioned at the beginning of that very fine reading of the definition that people are confused about what schizophrenia is. I was confused up until last night.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
And
because I put that in the thing online there before, you know what I mean? Because...
Right. And I was talking to my wife about it, and we're in bed, and she goes, "What's the topic?" And I goes, and I told her it's schizophrenia. And I just off the top of my head, I just thought it had to do
multiple
with
multiple
personalities.
Yeah. But and it doesn't, which multiple personalities is the fun topic. We'll save that for later, you know, sometime down the road.
Multiple personality syndrome, or is it a disorder?
Multiple personality disorder, MPD.
MPD.
Yeah, major difference between multiple personality disorder and schizophrenia is that those with multiple personality disorder aren't born with it. This mental condition is induced by something that happens in life, and it is usually related to a trauma that occurs during childhood, such as physical or sexual abuse. A patient with this disorder develops additional personalities as a way of coping with the traumatic event. To be diagnosed with MPD, a person must have at least one alter personality that controls the person's behavior at times. A person with MPD may develop as many as 100 personalities, but the average is 10. And she may take on alter personalities of the same sex, a different sex, or both sexes at the same time. Sometimes a MPD patient even takes on the physical characteristics of her different personalities, such as a certain way of walking or moving. Additionally, depression and self-mutilation are common.
Self-mutating. I would like to mutate sometimes.
That'd be some disorder, eh? Self-mutating disorder.
And this usually happens to people in their teen years. That's when they start. It starts to the onset of schizophrenia or early adulthood.
Is that schizophrenia? Yeah, it comes on later, but it is something they're born with. It doesn't show up until later in most cases. So yeah.
And I wonder if there's any early warning signs as like when they're like 5, 6, 7 years old, like to give you any hint that your kid might be schizophrenic.
Well, as we get into things, maybe we'll find that actually, but that's quite a question there to be able to determine whether somebody has that. I would think the only way maybe that you would know that is if somebody else in the family may have that, and it could be hereditary. You know what I mean?
Is it hereditary?
Well, I don't know. If you're born with it, I wonder if it is hereditary. Maybe that's something we can check online as we're going. There are some ways that schizophrenia, and because these, they're not so tightly related as the same disease or disorder, but they are confused. And that's why I'm bringing such attention to schizophrenia and multiple personality disorder, that they're alike. And a person with schizophrenia is likely to have hallucinations. And while hallucinations are not present in all cases of MPD, about 1/3 of patients do experience hallucinations as well. The people with multiple personality disorder and people with MPD may also develop behavioral problem in childhood, as well as difficulty concentrating on schoolwork. And this may cause problems to confuse the disorder with schizophrenia, as these issues often develop in child or teenage schizophrenics as well.
Wow.
So a schizophrenic can develop some of these multiple personality type experiences or behaviors, you know.
Wow.
So
I didn't realize
kind
that.
Kind of integrated in some way, can be. And that's why they're also confusing. So...
But, so what about Sybil?
Yeah, what about her? They deemed her as a schizophrenic, I think,
in
the movie, but in reality. And I think I'm under the impression that it wasn't until, you know, some point in time, probably not that long ago, that we actually realized that schizophrenia is the wrong term for a multiple personality disorder.
Yes.
Such as we've always thought.
Me included.
You know, somebody that's schizo is somebody with multiple personality, but that's not the case.
No.
In fact, pretty much a schizophrenic does not have multiple personality.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You've got to tune into the Jabbercast. online talk radio on the go and everywhere else.
Hey, you can't use that.
I'm sorry. I'll get sued.
Damn right. Damn Skippy. All over my trademark.
Skippies, isn't that underwear? Oh, that's Skippies.
No, that's peanut butter.
Peanut butter. How is your peanut butter?
And what's it doing in your underwear?
Underwear?
I just made you say underwear.
Schizophrenia is a chronic, severe, and disabling brain disorder that has affected people throughout history. About 1% of Americans have this illness.
What percentage?
1%. Not a lot of people are schizophrenic.
Well, if you think about it, though, if you're walking down the street, let's say in Windsor, or no, let's say Chicago, where there's a lot of people walking down the street, you pass 100 people within, what, 2-3 minutes? And one
most of the 1% is in those big cities.
That's because that's where they can get the most help, eh? Eh?
Eh? Are you Canadian?
I am.
You're not. People with the disorder may hear voices other people don't hear. That's pretty wild.
What, the hearing of voices?
Yeah. And that's where some of that confusion, I think, is as far as multiple personality disorder. But they don't really have a personality disorder. They're not another personality, but they're hearing other people.
That's just got to be freaky. Right?
Did you ever think you heard something?
Well, other than, you mean my, I had an imaginary friend.
Okay. Did it talk? How did you understand? Did it have an actual voice that you recall? Or maybe you not recall, but
recall.
Was there a voice? Or
yeah.
Was it just like telepathic, you knew what it was saying, like, yeah, you know what I mean? I wonder how that works.
I think that's what it was.
Do you think the government has anything to do with some of the schizophrenia that goes on? Because I know that there are ways that they can project via however they do it into people's minds to make them think they're hearing things. I've listened to shows about that, and I mean, there's got to be some truth to that as well. And you know, more than anything, as testing for these certain types of techniques that they use. And, you know, it makes you feel like you're hearing people. And the people that claim this say that they hear people, even the people, the voices that they hear are actually talking amongst each other and not even to them sometimes. And calling each other by a particular name. Sometimes it sounds like it's coming from the other side of the wall, so you make it think it's your neighbor talking to you or about you or something like that. And
right.
So you start blaming. Sometimes they're involved in it. There's a lot of things that go on that we don't know about, and that's a possibility that, you know, it's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, sure. I can imagine that people with schizophrenia feel like people are conspiring against them.
Well, they do. And there's actually, I think there's other specific disorders that, you know, pertain to that type of behavior, that where you actually think it's conspiring against you as opposed to just hearing voices. They have names for everything. Like, it's really crazy, all the different types of disorders and the names for the ones that are similar and related, like paranoid personality disorder, schizoid personality disorder, schizotypal personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, histrionic, narcissistic. These are all personality disorders. Avoidant, dependent personality disorder, obsessive compulsive. These are all different kinds of personality disorders, and some of them probably have similar characteristics, but they fall under this category of personality disorders, whereas schizophrenic disorders, schizophrenia, and other psychotic disorders fall under another category. Schizophrenia, delusional disorder, brief psychotic disorder, schizophreniform disorder, schizoaffective disorder, and shared psychotic disorder. Those all fall under schizophrenia and psychotic disorders, which the psychotic being different than personality.
Right. And then, okay, yeah.
It's all intertwined, if you will.
It is. And so it makes it difficult for, what are the kind of doctors that treat this? Just regular medical doctors, psychiatric doctors?
I think your regular physician could treat based on, you know, the knowledge that they have of these things. But in a lot of cases, these people will go to a psychiatrist.
Hmm.
A doctor of psychiatry is, you know, those ones that discuss these issues and problems with you and what happened in your past, you know, and that kind of thing, and try and get pinpoint, you know, what's really wrong, maybe try and fix it. But I think in the most cases in America today, in Western civilization, take these and you're out the door.
That's
and maybe for some people it helps. Maybe some people are wrongly diagnosed as well. You know what I mean? They may be diagnosed as having this disease or these or disorders, I should say, but they could also be helped by digging into their past and finding out where the problem lies and maybe coping as opposed to being drugged. So that's something that, you know.
Exactly. It's funny that you mentioned the drug thing because I'm reading something on schizophrenia.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that one of the most positive areas of schizophrenia research today is in the area of identification of early risk factors for development of schizophrenia and prevention of schizophrenia in those people who are predisposed to the disease. One of the most easily avoided factors linking to development of schizophrenia are brain-altering street drugs like marijuana and cannabis.
Yeah.
Same thing. Marijuana is cannabis. Hello. So, right. That's just the fact they use that sentence, marijuana and cannabis. I don't get it. But here, take some of these drugs because these drugs make us money. Mm-hmm. Don't be getting those street drugs. I watched a program last night with my wife, The Business of, a lot of these shows are coming out. It's like The Business of Marijuana.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff.
Crazy. That's another show. Actually, we've never done a show on marijuana, pot, yeah, cannabis.
Put it down on the list. I'm going to start making a list right now. That's two that are.
Go ahead, man. Write it down. Let's talk a little bit about hallucinations and delusions, because a lot of people would think they're the same. Hallucinations. What am I on? Dope here? Hallucinations are things a person sees, hears, smells, or feels that no one else can see, hear, smell, or feel. Like voices, that's the most common type of hallucination, while delusions are false beliefs that are not part of the person's culture and do not change. The person believes delusions even after other people prove that the beliefs are not true or logical.
Because they're conspiring against them. That's why they keep believing.
Yeah, it's pretty wacky stuff. Thought disorder. Thought disorder are unusual or dysfunctional ways of thinking. Why does it say are? Thought disorder.
Are. Is.
It should be thought disorders are unusual or dysfunctional ways of thinking. Somebody's misspelled here grammatically.
It's a grammatic error.
One form of thought disorder is called disorganized thinking. This is when a person has trouble organizing his or her thoughts or connecting them logically. Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine being stricken with this kind of thing. Lived with it, I guess it would be a lot different than if we just hit you now and wow.
Hit you now.
You know what I mean? If you knew the other way and like, it's pretty crazy stuff.
Well, that's
exactly what it is.
That's
isn't it? Crazy.
That's where they get the word. He's crazy. And honestly, I think you're a little schizophrenic yourself.
Schizophrenic or multiple personality disorder? No,
you are the same person all the time, just some crazy dude.
Whoa.
And I could see it in your eyes when you sent me that little picture when you're a little kid. I'm like, look at the eyes in that kid. He's trouble.
And he was. Still is to some degree.
He's a little devil.
Not to his mother, though. Now to his wife.
That's right. She's in for some fun.
She's in for the long haul.
Well, I hope so for your sake.
Fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPlante's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes store.
Hey, this is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, The Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks, remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising.
It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up! Hey, this is Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up!
You say I wanna leave.
We're headed to Sunday Morning Music Mayhem!
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Which there's a new episode released of the Border City Radio Podcast and a new one in the bag, I hear.
It's coming up today.
Sweet.
Check it out.
Very cool.
BorderCityRadio.com.
Well, what do you got lined up for us this week?
This week, back in the early 70s when people were doing lots of psychotic drugs, there was a band called King Crimson, and they had a tune called 21st Century Schizoid Man. It's been covered by April Wine, I know. And I'm trying to think what the name of the album was. Was it 21st? Was it? I forget what the name of it. It had the dude with the big nose. It was like a big illustration covered the whole album.
Yeah, it was called,
We'll get the name of the album after the tune. But this is Ozzy's version of covering it. That's 21st Century Schizoid Man.
Century Schizoid Man. Schizoid Man. 21st Century
You think Ozzy has any disorders? Or are they... is he finished with all that now?
Yeah, he's. I think he's good to
go.
I heard
he's like normal now.
He's very normal. He's still a little hard to understand, but not as bad as he was when he was... He was like on... Kiwi's taking a fit.
Well, he's a little bit peculiar sometimes. He's a little bit peculiar sometimes. He's a little bit peculiar himself sometimes.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
But on. A lot of that it was because he was on drugs, but now he's just got a wicked Birmingham, accent.
I like that, Birmingham.
Birmingham. That's how they pronounce it, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know.
And just like they pronounce Barcelona, Barthelona.
They do, for real?
Yeah, the people in Barcelona pronounce it Barthelona.
It's a C, though.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense. That's like Sade. It's spelled S-A-D-E.
Exactly the same thing.
It's S-A-D-E, Sade, Sade, maybe, but I always pronounce it Sade, and it's Sade, with an R in there, and there is no R. Some people are seeing things that are just not there.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Yeah. Do you like a good Chardonnay?
Not to be confused with...
Cabernet. Sauvignon.
Chaminot. What's the mountain there? Skiing thing Lana goes to. Charmin Oaks.
Sherman Oaks?
Let's move on to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
As you know, we're Mac people, and a lot of our technology focuses on things that, yeah, not to get confused with personality disordered people.
What?
I wanted to mention, too, that the iPad coming to the Apple store in the U.S., at least April 3rd, and later on in April, Lippo says, in Canada. But I wanted to talk a little bit, too, about scanning and OCR on a portable device, like the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
When somebody says scanning on that unit, it's actually taking a photograph. It doesn't actually scan, obviously.
What do you mean?
Well, the iPhone won't actually scan a document. It'll take a photograph of it.
Right.
They call it scanning. But because it uses, I guess, some algorithms that some of the software has to actually make that document seem or look, appear, work like a scanned document. As mm-hmm. opposed to just a photograph,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, probably for the most part is really distinguishing between the blacks and the whites, as opposed to probably maybe grayscale to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how it works exactly, but, and then OCR, the software on like the iPhone, the software that you can get for the iPhone, apps for the iPhone more specifically, are able to recognize characters on or in documents or receipts more specifically, because I have like an expense tracking program that now has an in-app add-on for 99 cents. And it's to scan your receipts, take photographs of them, which the app did before, but now OCR, optical character recognition, where it recognizes in most cases, the price, the date, and I think something else. I'm not sure if it's the actual store or, you know, and puts it into that particular expense part of your database or whatever. Awesome. And isn't that really cool?
It's very cool.
OCR on a little gadget.
It's amazing. Another, if you're on the Mac and you want some good OCR software, I know a buddy of mine just got PDF Pen. Are you familiar with PDF?
Yeah, I use PDF Pen Pro for some things, but okay. Actually not for character recognition. Okay. I use some big boy stuff.
Big boy.
PDF Pen is a really cool app, but if you want actual character recognition and handwriting recognition and things like that, then you got to step up to the big stuff like the Iris software or Abbey Fine Reader stuff.
What about OmniPage?
OmniPage is another big one, yeah.
Lots of Muna.
Yeah, those ones are a lot more money than something like PDF Pen, but PDF Pen is cool. I like PDF Pen for its reorganizing documents.
Right. Basically, it saves your documents as editable PDFs. PDF Pen does.
Right, right. It will do that. But I like the organizing factor as opposed to using Preview or something like that. You know what I mean? To be able to change pages and put different PDFs together and things like that. Did you have anything else for Tech Talk, or would you like to move on?
Well, you asked me to get some tech, and I did all this research,
and
then
I had a couple things.
But... bowls over all my stuff before you talk.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What have you got?
No, I'm going to
make it quick. We don't have time.
No, I'm going to save it for next week.
Are you
sure?
Oh, is it going to be still relevant?
Yeah, it's going to be relevant.
Okay. Are you sure?
Positive.
Because I'd love to hear what you have to say.
No, I think the OCR thing is, it's amazing.
It was some good tech.
And it's actually right along the same lines. I love the fact that we are now able to take different types of information, stuff that's written down, stuff that's printed out, our voice, text on a page, and we're able to repurpose it. So, you know, we can do different things to it. It doesn't matter if it's written down or actually written out or printed out of your printer or coming out of your mouth or coming on a computer screen. We can repurpose all those to be something else altogether.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're looking for. And next week, we'll continue that same line of conversation in the Jabbercast Tech Talk.
Good stuff. And speaking of tech, here's a little commercial ID from our friends over at the Easy Mac Podcast.
Got an Apple computer? It's all things Mac on the Easy Mac Podcast. Join the Easy Mac guys, Jeff and Mike, at www.easymacpodcast.com or simply search Easy Mac at the iTunes store. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Mac, Easy Mac Podcast.
In a last note of Tech Talk, actually, I see that you've posted a posted a picture of your new mouse, which would have been really cool to talk about. Well, maybe that you have that for later, but
oh no, it's just
the
a
picture
mouse.
Is very cool. It's not a just a mouse at all.
It's all it is a mouse.
It's not.
Why?
It's not at all just a mouse. It's very cool.
Apple Magic.
Yeah,
mouse.
But that's the thing about it. It's Apple, and when it's Apple, it's not just.
Yeah, they have a thing against buttons and stuff cluttering the surface of their...
It's like almost a flat mouse. It's very sleek.
It's pretty close to flat. It's got
and it's really something. I think we should talk about that next week.
I don't know. It's a mouse.
All right. It's just a mouse.
Yeah.
My Freudian personality disorder makes me want to ask you if the loose lips sink ships was that any type of sexual content there, or was that just...
No, we did loose lips sink
ships.
Oh,
that's an actual
quote.
Okay, right. I gotcha. So anyway, this week's quote brought to us by...
Steve and Larry, who I had the fine pleasure of meeting. They flew from their store in Burbank, California.
Not to be confused with the phony Steve and Larry.
But there's people that are...
Yeah, there's people that doctor photographs up in...
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Seriously, I've never met the actual Larry.
I thought you have.
No, I don't think I have.
Can you set something up with Steve to get a picture of Larry?
I think they're on opposite shifts. I think Larry's on midnight.
Well, you have to stay over.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. For
something.
Sure.
Must be able to do something. Maybe Steve can get a picture of Larry for us somehow. Something's got to happen. We need to talk to Steve and Larry on the show sometime. Wouldn't that be phenomenal?
I think
it would be so cool.
They'd be into it.
Yeah.
Steve's
we have to do it at midnight.
Steve's like a regular listener to the show.
Yeah, Steve's cool, man. I miss Steve, actually. I had a good time working with Steve.
Yeah, he's...
And Larry. But Steve is...
He, like I and like you were, are in the wrong business. Too many smart... people over
cookies.
There.
Yeah.
Too many smart cookies laying on the table getting stale.
Yeah.
They're not in the cookie jar. And Kiwi loves cookies, so he's squawking like crazy.
And this week's croat.
You have such an old croat, yeah.
It wasn't me that said that. Oscar Levant. Not to be confused with Oscar Levant. Do you know who Oscar Levant is? Actually, it's probably a link here. Let me just see who this is, if it's anybody. Let's find out who he is. There are Oscar Levant quotes. And are there a lot of quotes by Oscar Levant? Yeah, there are quite a few, but does it say who he is? Date of birth, 1906, December 27th. National American, Oscar Levant, composer quotes. Don't see that much information on him, but in any case, let me tell you what that quote is. It is, "Schizophrenia beats dining alone."
See, he's confusing it with multiple personality. Oh, no, because he hears voices in his head. That's what it is, yeah. It has nothing to do with multiple personality.
It could be. You know, I would think that he is under the impression, at least at this time of the quote, that schizophrenia is more than one people.
One people.
You like that?
No. That's a... Oh! I wish I had one of those on here. Homer Simpson soundboard. I'm dying to use my soundboard. I would be a...
Hey, you just used something there. There. Why didn't you? Schizophrenia beats dining alone, which means that you'd be dining with other people. So I think it's, you know, it's politically incorrect. In any case, that's this week's quote. And
well, who was the dude? Do we know who the dude was?
I don't really know. I was hoping that maybe he was some kind of doctor, but I don't know if a doctor would say that.
No, I don't.
Not in this day and age, anyway. And
it's funny you mentioned the. There was a quote you were saying there, instead of using the word is, they used are.
Oh, yeah, that was something with the schizophrenic
people. Yeah, exactly. And I was going by a sign in Windsor yesterday, and it, place your faith on the Lord and you shall be saved. And it should have been.
It should be in, maybe?
In the Lord, yeah. I thought, wow, instead of an I, they painted an O.
And anyway, coming up, what's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, coming up next week on the show, what's in a name? We have no idea where the show's going. Give us some time to figure this out. Our producers are crazy. They probably have some kind of disorder.
What's in a name?
Yeah, what's in a name?
That's the name of, that's the topic of
yes,
our next week's
is.
Show?
Yes.
Holy.
I think it's got something to do with, like, who'd name their kid Basil? What's in a name?
Okay.
You know, I don't know, something like that, what some names mean and that
it's
kind of thing.
It's going to be the name show you're talking
about. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe even like a business or something. Why would somebody call it? I don't know.
Exactly.
I have no idea, but Lippo will figure it out by next week. And
why did he glue me in? Why is his name Lippo? See?
So there you go.
There you go.
We can talk about our nicknames. Mine is the really wild. How that ever came about.
Well, we're going to find out all about that.
I'm not to be confused with little JD.
If you have a topic idea, please let us know. Email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And I was also thinking about a chat thing. Not that I can actually keep track of a chat thing, but it would be kind of cool if we could.
I can put a chat thing back on the website so that people can chat with us.
Oh, live? Just a regular RIC, RIQ?
Yeah, whatever. Just a thing. Window where people can log in without, not even log in. I'd like to just, you know, have it open so anybody can just talk to us as we're going.
You suck!
And the other thing is, would be really cool at some point in time to actually be able to take phone calls. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah, but I can give really out cool my too. Phone number.
If you want to give it out, then we can do that. Then people can call on Sunday morning and talk to us live.
It's not like there's a million people going to call. And when they call...
We have no idea.
No, we don't. I was listening this
as
week.
As long as they don't call you at other times of the day.
There's a beta service out there right now. It's called Twalkin. And... basically, you're on a call. You'd have to call with Skype because it's always going to be a long-distance phone call. And so, and you just sign in with your Twitter name. And so you're on the call, basically. So it's like a big conference call with people who are on Twitter because it's Twitter-based because that's how you sign in. And then once you're signed in, you make the call through Skype, and then you hear the conversation that's going on. It'd be good if you can mute people because people.
Yeah, that's all right. I think
not I wasn't thinking that for us, but I was just saying that's
yeah, it's kind of, there's some of the technologies out there, and that's something that I remember talking about, the conference call software, web-based thing that was really cool. That's cool stuff too. Yeah, man.
It's in beta. We'll see where that goes.
Not to be confused with alpha or theta.
Alpha or theta?
You like that? Yeah.
Theta. That's someone's name.
No. Theta is alpha, beta, theta is the different levels of like conscious energies. So or,
what about know, omega? Kind
of alpha and omega. That's a school thing. Greek.
Yeah, it's Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
That is not what that is.
Yeah, not to be confused with aleph, bet, and A, B, C.
Holy moly, he's going. 1 hour and he's done with the thought process.
It's the personality disorder is gone. He's gone. So he's got schizophrenia. Hope you enjoyed our schizophrenia show this week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
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 See you next week.
See you
later.
Bye.
Bye. See you.
Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.